crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena Amelia, how are you?
I'm getting over a bit of a cold, so I sound croaky.
Jazzy.
Jazzy?
It's your jazz voice.
Okay, it like, because my voice usually has quite a lot of modulation in it. And it's
right now it's just stuck on mono.
It sounds well like when I do try and modulate it gets a bit squeaky or a bit lost.
But we're ready to run with it.
Oh my god. But we're gonna do our best.
Excellent.
I guess I can just be calm.
Be calm.
Nice. I like this. It's like listening to jazz music.
Yes.
It reminds me of the Friends episode when Phoebe loses her voice and then becomes a very good jazz singer. That's what
it's
I always think of.
A beautiful episode.
What are we talking about on Word Salad this morning?
Today we are talking about acronyms.
Acronyms.
So you may have noticed recently that I've been getting very into. So in researching these things, you come across like weird online disputes. Mm. And there are disputes about acronyms that I was not anticipating.
Yeah. So are we talking about people having different definitions for what an acronym stands for?
Yeah, I guess first off, like, what is an acronym?
Good question. Is it...
That was a question to me.
Is it like when you have a bunch of letters that make a word and the letters all mean a different thing? That's my layman's way of explaining.
The first letter of every word, L-O-L, laugh out loud.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not even necessarily the first letter. Sometimes it's the first sound, couple of letters.
Right.
That also counts. All right, let's talk about the etymology. It comes from the original, from the Greek.
From the Greek.
Via German, acre, so A-C-R meaning like the tip. So it's like the tip of
the tip
words.
Of the words.
Acronym, so like the peak, the little,
nice.
Just the tip of the iceberg of words. So we get it comes into English in like 1940 from a translation of German where it appeared earlier.
Far out, okay.
So it's a late word, but it's an old thing. And so there are a couple of big disputes about acronyms. This is not the main thing we're talking about, but I just found that's very interesting. One, is it an acronym if it's something like BBC?
Now,
or DNA?
So,
yes.
Oh, yeah, so I would say yes. But what,
I would
what's
also
the
say
dispute
yes.
around that?
Some people are like, no, it's only an acronym when it's sonar or laser or radar.
You're going to have to explain the difference between those things to me because all I'm just hearing are words.
Well, exactly. Those are words where the letters in the words stand for something.
Okay. Mm.
So laser, oh my God, I'm going to have to look this up. I can never remember what laser.
Laser
scuba
stands
the
for.
Same?
Yeah, scuba is also... So scuba is self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Someone texted that in.
Laser is light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Never knew that.
And so some people are like, no, it's only an acronym when it's a word. When
it's,
you can say the word. And other people are like, no, it literally means the tips of the thing. It's fine if it's IRA.
Or BBC.
Or BBC.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah, so...
So that's a debate that is raging online.
The other debate is that people keep claiming that it only has existed in English since various dates. Only in the 19th century did people go crazy about acronyms. Only since the 30s have people really used acronyms. Only since, like, the last 50 years have people really just gotten really into acronyms. And it's bizarre to me because... So
that's another debate that's raging. I didn't know there was so much contention around acronyms out there.
People are very odd about acronyms. But so some people like to see it as a modern phenomena. Mm. But I think we're probably familiar with a few of the really ancient ones.
Hit us with some.
SPQR.
I can never remember what it stands
not
for.
Not just, I mean, it's Latin.
Not just a flash restaurant on Ponsonby Road.
Senatus Populusque Romanus.
What does that mean?
It just means the Roman Empire. So instead of writing that out on a thing, it's like writing USA instead of United States of America.
Got you. Okay.
You write SPQR. So you may have seen a symbol of Christianity is a fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes inside of that fish, you'll see Greek letters or you'll see the English like transliteration, ichthys.
Mm. Ichthys.
And so that is a very old example of an acronym that is a word.
And what is it?
It is Jesus Christus Theo Huesus Soter. Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are some actually ancient examples, really.
It's basically, wherever there were communities that were largely literate,
yep.
people got very into this. So in ancient Hebrew, the old, what we call the Old Testament, is called the Tanakh.
The Tanakh.
Sorry, my Hebrew is bad. And that is basically the names of the letters of the three parts that make it up.
Okay,
so
right.
So it's the Torah.
Yep.
The five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ketuvim, which is the writings.
And so that's how you get the word.
Yeah. Tanakh.
There you go. We've had some texts in about various brands that use acronyms
Nabisco?
As well.
Nabisco?
What is Nabisco?
It's the National Biscuit Company.
Yeah, shout outs to them. Someone said Qantas, Queensland and Northern Territories Air Services. I think what's interesting is sometimes these words kind of just become words in their own right. I never really think about them as being acronyms. They just sort of take on their own life.
It's very interesting. And I think that phenomena is the one that people want to say is recent.
Okay, so that's a more modern one.
And so I think that's where it starts to get interesting. Like, when did acronyms start in, like, is it capitalism?
Someone
is it when said, we had so many things to name?
Yeah.
Someone said they're currently following a salt truck, sea and land trade. that's an acronym from the wild. Someone else has pointed out that the military has always used acronyms as well.
Yes, yeah. That's definitely true. Military acronyms are very old, and acronyms for company names are very old. So I would like, we've got time, eh?
We got
to talk
time.
About a couple of things. I'd like to talk about two interesting kinds of acronym. So first is recursive acronyms.
What is that?
So recursion is where something basically like repeats onto itself. So a recursive acronym is an acronym where one of the letters stands for the term that is the acronym.
Okay, you're gonna have to give us an example for my brain to catch up.
There are some examples that you probably already know, you just didn't know what they stood for. So Visa stands for Visa International Service Association.
Oh, so it's got the word within the acronym.
Yes.
Okay, that makes
sense. And it's recursive because the idea is that expanding the acronym should explain the thing, but you end up with that word again.
Within it.
Mm. So you, basically the first time someone called them recursive acronyms was in this 1979 book that is very, very good, and I would recommend. It's called Gödel, Escher, Bach, An Eternal Golden Braid, and it's a book about recursion in different areas of life. It sounds really dry, but it's kind of early popular mathematics.
Cool.
It
sounds very
really,
cool.
really interesting. They talk about logical paradoxes and all kinds of cool stuff. And so in that, this guy, Douglas Hofstadter, talks about God, and then he makes it like an acronym for God over gin. And so to figure out what that means, you have to go back to God, and then when you expand God, it means God over gin again. It has a wider...
Is that DJI?
He uses it as part of like a wider logical thing. Within logic, you can use paradoxes and recursion in order to do like proofs and stuff. So it's part
Blimey.
Of that. But anyway.
So that was recursion. What was the other one?
That I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about backronyms.
Backronyms.
Is this backwards acronyms?
So this is where you get a word. So I imagine this is what happened with salt.
Yeah.
Salt, okay.
Because
we're using the texter's example.
Yeah, what happens is when you start with a word and then you go, I think this would be more fun as an acronym. And you split it into pieces. So this has become weirdly popular with bills in Congress. Do you want to hear something disgusting?
Yes.
Well, you go on.
The USA Patriot Act has been backronymized.
And how
to me,
has that worked?
Uniting and strengthening America by providing appropriate tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism.
Blimey. That is a
worst thing you've ever heard.
That's pretty awful, but also amazing in the sense that they managed to make an acronym that actually made sense out of that massive sentence there. So give us another example of a backronym.
So often you get backronyms as, I guess a famous one is Adidas.
Adidas or Adidas, that's another debate that rages on.
But that's a tangent. Sure, I would like to say that it's Adidas because the guy is called Adolf Dassler.
Okay, it's Adidas. There we go.
And it's his nickname, Adidas.
Makes sense. So what does the backronym
anyway,
there?
all day I dream about sport. You've probably seen that on the ad. That's not what it stands for. It's the guy's name. But like, you go back and you change it. And so this has become terrible for false etymologies. So you might have heard someone tell you posh means port out starboard home, or that golf means gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, or that news means northeast, west, south, or even, and this one blew my mind, that swag means secretly we are gay.
And so these are all fake
and
etymologies, though.
These are
though.
All not true. Mostly because it's like, basically, although, as we've discussed, acronyms have pretty much existed for as long as there has been language, this thing of everything being acronyms everywhere, LOL, is new. I did that on purpose. They're like, with literacy everywhere and companies everywhere having to make new names and stuff, you get them everywhere. And so suddenly people are like, well, maybe tips means to ensure promptness, to ensure prompt service.
And you get all these fake histories. That's so interesting,
it's really
though.
Weird.
It is interesting because they're words you use all the time, and I very rarely think about where they actually came from. So thank you for bringing
us. It's not those places.
Acronyms and backronyms and recursive acronyms this morning. Amelia Discreet, we'll see you time next week.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.